Ted Cruz wallops Joe Biden for bungling gas and border crisis, Middle East war, and inflation. By Wendell Hasebo on May 12, 2021. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, told reporters Wednesday that President Joe Biden's policies are failing across the board economically, domestically, and abroad. "We've got a gas crisis playing out," Cruz began. "We've got a war in the Middle East. We may have an inflation crisis coming, I agree. Biden policies are failing across the board economically, domestically, and abroad. But that doesn't mitigate the disaster that's playing out on our southern border," he continued before noting the establishment media's bias of covering Biden's failures. "But as it's getting worse and worse, the corporate media has stopped covering it. You turn on the 6 o'clock news and suddenly the Biden border crisis has disappeared," he said. Cruz continued to highlight the Biden administration's handling of the border by giving a suggestion to the media. "Anytime you're standing in front of the president or vice president, the very first question should be, why haven't you gone to the southern border to see the crisis? To see the little boys and little girls being physically abused, sexually abused because of your policy failures," Cruz explained. "And by the way, the reason they don't go," Cruz said, exposing the administration, "there's an answer to this. They'll bring TV cameras. They know if they go, the press will be forced to cover it. Kamala Harris has been to the Canadian border as vice president, but not the southern border. The last I checked, we don't have a crisis of thousands of Canucks coming south across the northern border," Cruz concluded. Breitbart News reported Friday that Vice President Kamala Harris has avoided visiting the southern border and holding a press conference on the crisis for 44 days since assuming the role of border point person from Biden. Moreover, since Friday, America has experienced a fossil fuel pipeline cyber attack, raising gas prices and a gas shortage, increased inflation, and Middle East destabilization by Hamas rocket attacks.